The Chasemis in the Parshim has a Ha'ara. The Torah is referred to as a Shira. And there are elements of the Torah which are erroneous. So he finds that difficult. Now the truth is that the Pashim Shat in the word Shira is not necessarily a song, but it means poetry. Poetry is written in such a way that the even though there's simple words which can be understood on a simple level, there is a deeper meaning to what it says. There's representation, there's interpretation, etc. So everything in the Torah is understood at many different levels. With that being said, all of the things which we find the Torah refers to as Shira are always written in a positive sense. So the Torah has many elements which have a pronius and mishpat. So why is that referred to as Shira? That's his question. So he says that Chazal say that when a person receives mishpat from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Shira, David Melch says, I'm going to Bashem al Hal Dabar Belakima Hal Dabar, I'm going to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu when he uses the Midas Harachamim, going to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu when he uses the Midas Adin. Because we know that everything which Baruch Hashem gives to us is what's maimed us, what is good for us, and therefore there's always an element of Shira in the matter and whatever we receive. But what we're adding over here, the Chiddush, is not only do I accept it with equanimity, that the Madrega which I'm striving for is to accept it with an element of Simcha to the point that I'm going to be Mahalal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we sort of say a person is he's Mekabalist, he's Surin Ba'ava, he accepts them, he's accepting on that reality, etc. What we're really asked to do is a Madrega which is way beyond that. We are Kabbalah Surin Ba'ava means to the point that we say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Belakim Halal Dover. So the Rosh says an interesting line in Masechtas Sanhedrin. It says when a person leaves the Bezdin Chayiv, he has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Rosh took Gezel out Mitachas Yodai. So you sort of have this like guaranteed simcha of going to Bezdin. If you win, you won. If you lose and you paid, so you were zeicha to take the gezel out from mitachas yadcha and to pay it back to the one who deserves it. So that is something which has to be a source of simcha from the person. So that's in the world of mishpat. Even in the world, so he's taking it even to the world of not only to mishpat but to the world of the purpose of mishpat, the yisurim that a person receives. That a person has to reach the madrega that we understand that it's good for us and it's beneficial, and we're appreciative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We express our appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's been mezaka us with the corrective measures which are necessary that we're going to become a better person in the world to come and in this world. That's quite a madrega, and something which a person would strive for in his lifetime. But at least in the rational thought process, because when a person's in pain, we're not dealing with rational, that's why it's so difficult. But the rational thought process, it makes a lot of sense. If we honestly believe that the Baruch Hashem is helping us with these processes, we can be misbunden and sometimes even see it some ways it's beneficial. And even if we can't see, we trust the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's doing it for what's best for us. So we should be able to stop and say, thank you Hashem for the difficulties that I have in my life. Thank you Hashem for the Yisurim that I'm receiving, for the Kippur which they give, for the corrective measures which they give, the humility which they add to me, the fact that I feel close to you, that I feel a need to call out to you and speak to you. And there's so many elements of them which are positive. And it's very important that we should learn to train ourselves to focus on those elements as opposed to on the elements which are negative. Have a good Shabbos.